This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. During the past 2 weeks in my clinic, I have had more women bring up their sexual abuse with me than perhaps I've had in the past 5 years, maybe longer. Some of this abuse has been with strangers or near strangers, some with spouses or near spouses, and some happened when the woman was a child. A common theme for them was how the Kavanaugh confirmation brought back memories and empowered them to speak these stories. Some of these women had recently shared these repressed or unspoken memories with loved ones, but for others, I was the first one that they told. As their stories progressed, some forgot what they had come in for. Others thought it was more important to talk with me about their abuse and suggested that they would come back and discuss their sinuses or their heartburn. Greater than a third of women have suffered some sort of physical or sexual abuse, and most have not discussed the repressed memories or the shame or the impact the event has had on their current relationships. I do regularly ask new patients about any adverse childhood experiences, but I rarely go back and ask regular patients these same questions. The Kavanaugh hearings have led women to redefine early adverse experiences and recognize the impact that it might have on their adult lives. As a primary care doctor, the actual treatment that I can offer them is limited, but I can listen, respect them, empower them to seek expert help, and acknowledge their feelings and vulnerabilities. What I can't do is accurately imagine what it must be like to have carried such a burden around for years or even decades. I can't imagine the ways the abuse has affected their romantic, their work, or their casual relationships, or how it has reduced their willingness to trust or feel safe around men. I am lucky because I work in a team, and at my side are behavioral specialists. It turns out many of whom have also been the victims of abuse. These specialists have more time and more skill than I at helping a person to build back resiliency and process their experience. Doctors and other health providers are in a particularly awkward position. Our job requires that we ask probing questions, that we touch, that we examine, and that we invade aspects of a person's privacy. Of course, all of this is done with the specific permission of the person, but these job-related tasks can re-traumatize. Even when I ask a person if they mind if I ask some follow-up questions, I'm unclear if I'm actually doing more harm than good. The stories I hear reverberate in my own memory as I drive home, as I wash the dishes, even as I drift off to sleep. I do appreciate that I was trusted with these darkest of secrets, but other than listen, validate, and refer, I am regularly left wishing I could offer more. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.